Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello?
BT and Sal back on the fan. The number to call, 888-808-1019. We'll have our pick segment coming up at 1:20. We got a big Nick game tonight. I'll be into the football tomorrow, BT, looking forward to it. Maybe not the Ravens and Browns, although if he plays a bet on it, whatever. So, Saturday night game will be fun, and then, of course, Week 18. But you got a big basketball game tonight. This is a must-watch. I know the regular season NBA has taken a little bit of a hit here. You know, there's the product's been questioned, the players not playing all the time, but Knicks, Thunder, that's almost as good as a matchup it gets in the NBA right now.
I'm not sure it could get better because the Knicks have won 9 straight right now. The Thunder have won 14 straight. They're 28-5, the Oklahoma City Thunder are. The Knicks are really starting to roll and starting to flex through some very weak competition, to be fair. But, you know, after some early bumps that you and I talked about, it was obviously early in the football season, so we didn't dive too deeply into the early games that the Knicks had. But they have just cranked it up. Now, coinciding with weaker teams, but, you know, Mikal Bridges has rectified whatever issues he had early on big time. He had a great December. You know, and I want to see if Brunson plays tonight. I want to see if McBride plays tonight because Gilgeous-Alexander is an absolute handful. You know, and you got to get the big man healthy eventually with Mitchell Robinson. But, dude, I mean, it's crazy watching. I know it's a very different NBA, so any stat that you throw out there, you've got to be kind of careful. But, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is, first of all, he's just a little different than Ewing, but he's doing things that Ewing didn't do. Now, before everybody jumps on me, the one thing that Patrick did that Karl never proved, even in Minnesota, is that he was able to elevate a moribund team like Patrick did. Because Karl Anthony Towns got to the Western Conference Finals a year ago, didn't play well, but he got there once Anthony Edwards started to really explode as a player, and Patrick never had anybody remotely like Edwards, as his older Knicks fans know. So it's not a Ewing to Towns comparison necessarily, but that's how good Karl Anthony Towns has been.
Yeah, I mean, I said this a while ago, BT, just watching Karl Anthony Towns, that he's the best big man the Knicks have ever had, and I'm not trying to disrespect Ewing, who I love, but offensively, there's no question. Like, it's just and it's a different world, the way that the sport has gone, the way that the game is played today versus with Ewing. And I'm not trying to knock Ewing at all, but Karl Anthony Towns scores with ease every night. He's got a smooth shot from anywhere on the floor. He can get to the rim. He scores the basketball with ease, much better than almost any Nick period that I've ever seen, but certainly for a big man.
He does. Like, Patrick had a labor. You know, Patrick's easy buckets. And I don't mean when it was young, and Mark Jackson was throwing out the oops. Those were easy for Pat, because he was still young and bouncy a couple of years out of Georgetown. But as Patrick got older, pretty much where Karl Anthony Towns is age-wise now, 29, 30, you know, Patrick had a grind and bump in the post when he started getting guys like Shaq and David Robinson and some of those better, you know, younger players that were entering the NBA. And Patrick had to kind of work to get to that baseline spot or that jump shot like that he was obviously great at. But, yeah, Patrick, it never looked easy with Pat. Now, it never looked easy because the ball movement was very different, and Karl Anthony Towns is a beast, but he gets wide open shots. Yeah. He can shoot over people. He's very adept at going outside 40%. It's just an interesting thing to think about. Yeah. We'll never know the answer. But like if Patrick Ewing was 13 years old now with that live, bouncy, young body that he had as a kid, you'd tell me Patrick Ewing's not shooting threes? Of course he's shooting threes.
Probably.
I mean, still, it doesn't matter.
Still wouldn't feel as smooth maybe as Anthony Towns. Maybe he's a different player. I see what you're saying. Yeah, maybe. And by the way, Ewing was a much better, tougher defender.
No question.
Yeah, so nobody, and we shouldn't even compare the two. I'm just saying when you watch Karl Anthony Towns play, we've never seen anything like that as Knicks fans. He is that unique of a scorer at his size where he could score the basketball with these. And this team, it's the greatest offensive team that the Knicks have ever had.
Like, I can't wait to watch the game. Yeah. All right, so let's say the Knicks, who have played very well, the Thunder did play last night, so they should have slightly heavy legs.
Built-in excuse for when the Knicks beat them already. Yeah, but you mentioned it. I mean, look, you know, the best record in the West, certainly at 28-5, just a game off the pace of the Cavs. You mentioned the winning streak here. This is a good regular season barometer for the Knicks to see where they're at with their win streak, where they've, you know, trying to come together as a group here. This is a good barometer for them tonight.
What if they don't play well?
I'm not going to go nuts either.
Close loss. What if they lose by 17? Brunson's out there. They just play terribly. I bet you that's going to reshape what some people think. It might not be the right thing to do.
I wouldn't overreact either way, but I do think a loss could be more telling than a win. Like, if they beat him, it doesn't mean, oh, championship, here we come.
Mm-hmm.
But if they lost this game after blowing the majority of opponents out that they've been facing, you would think, hey, you know what? I don't know if this style is going to work against the better teams in the league. We've seen them get smoked by the Celtics. They got beat by the Cavs, and now it would be another loss to the Thunder. Those are the three best teams in the league outside of the Knicks.
Yeah, and the good thing is, like, even if they lose, I don't necessarily expect them to win. Of course, they could. But, like, even if they were to lose tonight, then they play Chicago, then they play Orlando, then they play Toronto. Like, the schedule's so... And then you have Oklahoma City again next Friday, a week from tonight at the Garden, which is going to be great. I mean, imagine, like, if the Knicks were to win tonight. Let's just say Knicks win tonight, and then they handle business in the next couple, and suddenly they've got, you know, 9-10, and suddenly they've got, like, a 12 or 13-game win streak, and then the Thunder come and pissed off next Friday. I know we're pushing this forward. But they come and pissed off next Friday to get a little revenge. Like, it's one of the few meaningful regular season games that I said to Sal. I said, basically, you know, it varies for the team, and it varies based on the expectations, but you could generally get a good sense of what you have as an observer of a specific NBA team based on 7 or 8 games that you can circle over the course of a season, and you kind of know what you have, and tonight's one of them.
Yeah,
to an extent, without going nuts, tonight's one of them.
It's rare for me in the regular season to make it a point to obviously you watch the games, but I'm talking about to go home and be excited to watch a game. That's this one tonight for this Knicks team to see what they could do against the Thunder. I felt like this earlier in the year, obviously the Celtics opening night, but even the Sixers matchup or the game against the Magic, because that was supposed to be, the Magic, a good defensive team. Let's see how they go up against the Knicks, and the Knicks were able to handle them. So this will be one of those, you circle it on the schedule, go home and watch that, not to mention your boy, Hartenstein.
I want to see Hartenstein. Yeah. I miss him. Over-under right now, if I said, all right, Sal, here we are, early January, Knicks already have... 20, what are they? How many wins are they? Knicks are 24-10.
Mm-hmm.
So 24 wins out of 34 games, 34 times. All right, so we're not quite halfway. Over under 51.5 wins.
Yeah, I'm going over.
Me
that.
Too.
I'm going over. I think we did this earlier, and I was saying over 50.
Yeah, but I wanted to see where we are now.
Would you go 55? Again, I don't know the exact math.
I think
so, too, at this point.
I might.
We'll see what happens after a loss tonight. Maybe change things. Yeah, but.
Or a win, maybe at 60.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
No, you know us. We don't overreact anything. Right.
We won't overreact either way.
Always
win a championship. All right, BT and Sal, all the fit. We'll get back to your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.